Parsha Shoftim. The Torah in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim tells us, Shoftim b'shotrim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. The simple explanation of the pasuk is in sync with Rashi's understanding. Shoftim, says Rashi, are dayonim haposkim esadin. These are judges who mete out judgment. Shotrim, says Rashi, harodim esam achar mitzvasam. They are those who are going to execute, implement the dinim, the piskei halacha of the shoftim. The Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tov Tzadik Aleph that this mitzvah is a communal mitzvah that devolves upon the tzibur to set up a system of shoftim b'shoftim. There's a lot of discussion in Rishonim as far as the parameters, the Rambam, the Ramban, but the essential mitzvah is to set up a court system. I heard from Agoyin Rav Devin Sol Shlita a very beautiful Shla Kaddosh. The Shla Kaddosh comments on these psukim that here we have a remez of an obligation that devolves upon each individual, each yochid. The lashon of the Shla Kaddosh is the following. It's quoted in the Parsha Shoftim in the section Derech Chaim Techachas Musa. He writes, Bekan, from here, Yesh Remez Musa Lahadis Nam B'Sefer Yetzira. He quotes a Kabbalistic work, Sefer Yetzira, which is described to Adam Arishon, that there's a Remez, a Musa Remez over here, to that which is written in the Sefer Yetzira, Shiva Sha'arim Heim B'Nefesh. There are seven gates to every Nefesh. Shtei Naim, the two eyes, Shtei Oznaim, the two ears, Hapeh, a person's mouth, Ushnei Nikvei Ha'af, the two nostrils. Bitzorich Ha'adam Liyo Shomer HaShorim, says the Shla Kadosh. A person has to guard those gates. Dainu, Hari'iya, VeHashmiya, VeHadibor. Namely, vision, hearing, speaking. Vakas hayotze mi'af, and the anger that emerges from the nostrils. And akin to the pasuk, Ola oshon bi'apo, ve'esh mi'piv tochel, gecholim bar mimenu, continues the Shla Kaddosh. V'aleilu asharim, yosim ha'odim la'atzmo, on these gates a person has to set up, shoftim b'shotrim, klomar, she'yishbot atzmo tamid, person should constantly be judging himself, be involved in self-evaluation, self-introspection. V'zeu tevas lecha. The pasuk says, "Shoftim b'shotrim, titen lecha b'chol she'arecha." V'yashgiach tamid shelo yesham shum avera. Person has to be careful that with any of these she'arim, any of these gates, any of these portals, there should be no avera. V'yet tamid b'kedusha v'tara. And as one has to, essentially, according to the Shla Kaddosh, one has to be in constant control of one's eyes, not to see that which one should not see, on one's ears, not to hear that which is also to hear, on one's mouth, that one should be careful of what one ingests, what one eats, and that which leaves a person's mouth, namely Lashon Hara, Rechilos, any other kind of Dvarim Asurim, any other kind of language which is inappropriate, especially we are today on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we are in the next year, Haba Leinu L'Toiva. One has to be in constant vigilance and guard the Sharim. This is the Yesod of the Shla Kaddosh. So undoubtedly, if one is able to guard the Sharim, that is unquestionably a prime way of being mekabel upon myself, O Machu Shamayim. The whole Yisod of Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalah of Machu Shamayim. We're going to coronate Hashem Yisbarach, V'yidnu lo kesem melucha. Every day we coronate Hashem. Every day, every morning, every night, when we say Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that pasuk is found in the middle of Malchios, and Rashi explains in Chumash, Hashem Shu Elokeinu, Hashem that right now is being recognized by Klal Yisrael. The future hope is that Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, There'll be universal recognition. He'll be acknowledged by the entire world. So in effect, every bracha, we also mention the Malchus of Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. However, specifically, and more precisely, Rosh Hashanah and Aser Shemei Tshuva, Abba Alein Letova, we're going to dedicate enormous amount of energy and time and effort to this chizuk in the Hakara of Malchus Hashem. Just as we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim twice a day, and yet there's one night that's devoted exclusively to this idea of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too there's one day that Ribbono Shel has given us to deepen our understanding, our insight into Malchus Shamayim, as the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin, Imru Lefanai Rosh Hashanah Malchios Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. And this, of course, is expressed in the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah, more specifically, Aser Shemei Tshuva, HaMelech HaKadosh, instead of Hokel HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Melech Kadosh. But Dafka, during this period of time, during this Tkufa, we underscore and accentuate that idea. Instead of Hokel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. The din requires us, if we forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh, we're obligated to go back. Regarding HaMelech HaMishpat, that's the machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, whether they have to go back or not. But even according to the Ramah, the Ashkenazi practice, you don't have to go back. That's only because we already mentioned the idea of Melech in the Chasima of the Bracha. Melech HaYitzhak HaMishpat. So it's clearly the idea of Malchus is indispensable during this period of time to mention in all our tefillos Malchus Shamayim. And that's really the essence of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. We're being Mamach Hashem as Melech. We are davening that Hashem's Malchus should spread far and wide. In effect, the entire world should recognize the Malchus of Hashem. B'yeda kol po'ul ki atof ha'alto. Let every created being know that you created them. V'yomim kol yitzur ki ato yitzarto. V'yomar kol Hashem neshama v'yapo. Every neshama should say in a ringing, loud, very clear voice, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech u'malchuso. Bakol Mashallah. And that's one of the reasons explained by Rishonim why we, in effect, have Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, of course, is not a day of Simcha Yisera, but there is an element of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch and the Shachas Aryeh. And the Goyin quotes the Pasuk in Nehemiah where the Navi says, Lechu ichlu mashmanim ushesu mamtakim. When we anoint and when we coronate a king, so we make a massive party, a very festive moment. So when we're mamlech, melech malchi, al-mochel kadosh baruch hu, certainly there's an obligation to be besimcha. One of the famous halachas that relate to Rosh Hashanah is the din of simonim, mentioned by the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, the source of two gemaras in Shas. We have different simonim. The Gemara says simonim milsahi, namely rimonim, dvash, tapuchim, and other simonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should seal us for a year, Hashanah Tovah Mesukah. The Meiri, in the Beis HaBchira, HaMaseches Kvisos Davov, asked a question which is asked by many, many Rishonim. Rishonim are bothered by, why the simonim not a violation of the passing of Ayikra Yutes, where the Torah says, Leisoichu al Adam, lo senachashu, velo seoneinu. And the way Rashi explains over there, lo senachashu, goneilu amenachashim bechulda, baofos, pito nofel mipi, they see all kinds of omens, simonim, tzvi, hifsiko baderach. Why does this not constitute an Easter of Nichush? Why should I receive a schar for having some honey and Mimonim, Shevas Aminim, and the like? And how, in effect, is that able to bring me Hashanah Tovah Mesukah? So, the Meiri explains that it does not mean, by virtue of my eating the different Simonim, that all my enemies are going to be destroyed, or in effect, they will be somehow put under control, under our thumb, but rather, that a person has to recognize and be margish that even during the time of the Seuda, the days of Yom Kodesh Venorah, where a person is standing in front of Hashem Ladin, she salku Avenu, she itamu sonenu, shenia the Rosh Rul Alazonov. And those essentially we should feel the Emas Yom Hadin. And we should daven for all those in Yanam that the Simonim are remiss for. And therefore, it's not the eating itself, but rather Bishas Achila Simonim, we hope that it will have Ashpo on the ultimate din that Hashem Yisbarach will mete out to each one of us. It's very fascinating that Rosh Hashanah, of course, is the period of time that begins Aser Shemay Tshuva. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Aser Shemay Tshuva. And even though there's no Vida in Rosh Hashanah, we're careful not to mention the idea of Chet, the Mishnah Berurah says. We don't want Hashem to be Mekatreg. We don't want to create any prosecutors who will go after us. We're trying to avoid that. But there's no tshuva in Vidui. How could Rosh Hashanah be one of the 10 days of tshuva? Hagoyin Rav Neven Zal Shlita many, many times has provided an absolutely wondrous mashal to explain this. A person has a massive wall in front of him, and he wants to essentially take the wall down. He wants to destroy the wall. There are two ways to destroy this wall. One is to take a hammer and begin to hammer away, and literally stone by stone, each stone you're going to have to break, and obviously eventually, after an extended period of time, you'll succeed hopefully, but it will require enormous effort, enormous amount of energy. It's obviously not something that can be done in a very simple kind of way. It requires incredible, gargantuan effort. But there's another approach, which in some respects is easier, and that is essentially that you're going to dig under the wall and you're going to essentially attack the foundation of the wall. The idea is to destroy the foundation or to weaken the foundation of the wall. And this way, the moment the foundation is weakened, the moment it's no longer anchored, the entire wall, will fall. That's a much easier kind of approach. Said Hagoyin Rav Neven Zal Shlita, that's exactly what the Avoda of Rosh Hashanah is all about. Our sins are comparable to a choma, to a wall that separates us from Hashem Yisbarach, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Nuntes. The Navi says, Ki yim your sins drove a wedge between you and Hashem Yisbarach. So in Rosh Hashanah, we're not taking a hammer and using a kind of sledgehammer or a hammer in order to knock away brick by brick, but rather, we are trying to literally attack the foundation. What is the yesod, the wall of Averos? The answer is the yesod is the lack of recognition of Malchus Shamayim. If a person were to think about the fact that Hashem is the Melech and the Manhig and the only one who establishes literally everything that's happening in the world is being established by Hashem Yisbarach. He who may miss whom Mechaye, he's the one who gives life, he's the one who gives death, he's the one who decides whether a person is, Rachman al-Litzan, going to be punished one way or another, whether a person is going to be rewarded one way or another. We don't think about that sufficiently in the course of the year. And therefore, we, unfortunately, there's a wall of Averos, a wall of bricks, that begins to emerge, that drives a wedge between us and Hashem Yisbarach. What is the avod of Tshuva Rosh Hashanah? That we want to attack the foundation. We want to be mashrish, b'libeinu, we want to embed, entomb within us, the Hakara. Only Hashem is koveya what's going to be in the world. No other koach. Not this prime minister, not this president, not this politician, not this highly acclaimed individual. Only Hashem is koveya. This distinction, said Rav Neven Zal, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, we attack the foundation. On Yom Kippur, we're now going to literally address each brick. Namely, on Yom Kippur, there's vidui. On Yom Kippur, we are going to itemize, we're going to delineate, there'll be a litany of chatoyim, a pirut, manusha, down to the very last detail. I stumbled in this area, I stumbled in that area, I say vidui, I lay out all the chatoyim, One by one, I want to address each chet, each levena, each brick, and take it down. But that's not the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to destroy the foundation that really is at the very anchor of all the chatoyim, to recognize that Hashem is the manigah olam, the shofet olam, and that's exactly the shoftim v'shoftim tia lecha b'chol she'arecha. That's the shiput that has to be done on Rosh Hashanah. Of course, one of the most effective ways of doing it is by increasing and deepening our commitment to the study of Torah and to the understanding of Torah, to the iyun of Torah. That's the greatest chus that one could possibly find. Eilu dvarim shalom ochel perosem b'elam azeh v'akeren kemes elam abba. We say in the Mishnah Pei every morning, and we mention an item, kibud av v'aim, gnus chasadim, they're all significant. But what's the most overriding of all the elements? Talmud Torah connected kulam. The Gemara says, kol chafatzel o yishuba afilu chetze shamayim. The Gemara in Ma'akot and Daftesim obeys. All the mitzvahs are chashiv, are important. But even more important is Talmud Torah. There's no mitzvah sheshokul connected Talmud Torah. And really, that's what we have to go ahead and focus on. The Chafetz Chaim, in one of his very cheshbeinis calculations that he did, he found that a person could speak approximately 200 words every minute. Mele, a person learns Torah, is fulfilling 200 mitzvahs in that minute. That's what he writes in the Sefer Torah Sabayis in the second chapter. Mitzvahs are not like that. Talmud Torah is much easier. So here a person has the opportunity to increase his study of Torah, to learn Musar on a daily basis, especially this Sefer, Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Niena, where Dominican yeshivas to learn it, Dafka during Chodesh Elul. And Chazal say, Tov pa'machat b'tzar, Yosef me'a pa'mish lo b'tzar. When a person learns with yigiyah, with effort, with toil, when a person invests energy and time, the schar is going to be 100 times than learning without yigiyah. And Hagoyin Atzadik, Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler Zatzal, quoting the name of his father, that even for tzar cotton, for a small amount of tzar, this klal was said. So if a person adds to the tzar that he has, so there's no question, his schar will be kofel u'mechupo. The more the tzar, the from tzaira agra. According to the tzar, is the ultimate schar that the person is going to receive. So therefore, here we have in Chodesh Elul once again the opportunity, Yikarim, Nitninim, the Chol Chavotzecha, the Yishuba, to come closer to Hashem Yisbarach, primarily through Talmud Torah, and that somehow is the complete impetus for the Yeshiva Bachim going back to learn in the Yeshivas, Dafka and Chodesh Elul, and Dafka, the Koach HaTorah will ultimately be mekayem each one of us, and collectively become closer to Hashem Yisbarach by learning Torah, by being mekayem others, by being mezakeh sarabim. In effect, that itself will bring about Chodesh Elul, ani l'doydi v'doydi li. If there's ani l'doydi, if I make every effort to come close to Hashem Yisbarach, then he will respond in turn, dodi li. But we have to initiate this process. First, ani l'doydi. And as Chazal say, the Medrash, Banai Pisuli Pesachachat Shol Tshuva Kechudah Shemachat. Hashem says, you open up one small aperture. Vani Eftach Lachem Psochim Shuagolos Ukronios Nichnasos Bo. Let a person take that initiative, small steps, and will be zochet to tremendous Siyata Dishmaya. Ribon Shaman Elul is Melech Basodeh, a king in the field, accessible. Baal Shem is available. Halavai, we should continue to work in Chodesh Elul, Likras Yom Adin, and undoubtedly, if we demonstrate Ani L'dodi, Ein Shum Sofei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to us, and will be Zeche, Tegzeros Tovos, Yeshuas V'Nechomos, L'Netzach L'Tzochim, Amen V'Amen.